Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Broken Earth. This is Bill. Tonight's show is all about spirituality, spiritual growth, why we meditate, pray, or spin webs of hope. If you'd like to call into the show today, the Skype number is 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. If there's any updates you want to give us from a previous reading, anything interesting, any spiritual experiences you've had, any interesting story, any sightings of strange creatures, anything you'd like to share with us, please give us a call. Sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
are you doing?
Who, me?
No, the other guy sitting by me.
All right. All right, you know, I was trying not to laugh during the intro there.
Why?
I don't know, it's just, I always keep waiting for the last, you know, broken ass, and it keeps catching me out. So I'm just going to keep saying something, I don't know, it just seems funny to me. you know, when you can't laugh, when you're not supposed to laugh, is the worst time, because, you know, it just makes one laugh even more. I don't think an intro with me just laughing at the beginning would have been such a great intro after all, you know. But
it may not be so bad.
I'll try it sometime.
Just laugh. You actually have a really nice, normal laugh. It doesn't have to be dramatic or theatrical.
Okay.
Well, today's show is about spirituality. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I've been thinking about lately is, why do we believe the things that we believe, or why do we seek for the things that we seek, or just, you know, what is it? And I'm not talking about religion. A lot of people think that spirituality is indicative of, you know, just religion. And it's, I mean, it's religions are based upon beliefs, which are based upon something that are supposed to be spiritual. But religions start to have, you know, disciplines to them. And every, you know, we should have discipline, okay? But, you know, religions, well, I don't even know if we really even want to go down the path of religion. I think we probably just want to keep talking about spirituality. But, you know, why is it that we pray, or why is it that we meditate? Why is it that we have hope? You know, what is it that, you know, we hope for? You know, what is it that, you know, that the song that we just listened to was the song from the movie Sunshine. And not to talk about the movie Sunshine necessarily, but it's still indicative. It's still a movie that basically is about, returning hope to mankind. You know, it's about trying to turn the sun back on, you know what I mean? And people that actually risk their lives because they know they're never going to be able to come back from that, to actually give hope of, I mean, even, you know, fruits and vegetables and stuff like that for their families, not even their children, but their families and people to, you know, to come. So, you know, what is spirituality? What do you think it is? Or, you know, what?
I think everybody have their own interpretation for it. Spirituality. Well, what do I think it is? I think it is trying to become one with your inner self and your higher self, and finding balance and finding inner peace. Yeah, I guess. I'm really, you know, no one's really asked me before, and I've not really had to interpret it into, you know, translate it into words. So, I think it's, I don't know, trying to do the right thing, trying to be the best you can be, ironing out your own faults, or recognizing your own faults is the start. And sometimes if we recognize our own faults, it doesn't become a problem anymore, or, you know. But I think a lot of it is to do with balance, and I think spirituality also goes hand in hand with knowledge and seeking truth. And I think that if we, well, there's a lot of, it's spiritual growth, isn't it? I mean, there's a lot of stages you got to go through,
right,
areas you've got to delve into to grow spiritually, and sometimes it's not easy.
You know, there's a quote, I don't know if it's necessarily a quote, but it's you know, it's kind of a belief, you know, and it's, you know, we always try to be fine versions of ourselves, I suppose. And I don't think that we can just limit this just to Native American beliefs, but it's something that comes from like the Native American culture, but I'm pretty sure it's a part of every culture, you know what I mean? But, you know, the role of a woman is to make sure that the man in her life, or even men in her life, are walking close to the source of all things. And the role of a man is to make sure that the women and the woman that he cares for is safe on the earth, can walk safely on it. So it's kind of like it's a great, that's a nice way of saying that we balance each other out. You know, it's interesting because, you know, you made a statement about how, about finding some sort of inner peace. And I know that I was listening to one of Deepak Chopra's talks recently. And, you know, not really recently, I guess it was probably this summer. But he was basically saying that one of the fastest ways for we human beings to reach inner peace is to find it through another person, or find a relationship with someone that complements us. Or the way I see it is, you know, you stand in front of me and I see a mirror off of your face that reflects who I want to be. It's the mirror of who I see myself through, your reflection, so to speak. But the thing is, one of the fastest ways that we find ourselves in self-destruction is to take that relationship away too. So it's almost like saying the inner peace comes from the person, and the destruction comes from losing that person, or from that person as well. So the thing is, if we can just cut out the middleman, it's about how we feel about ourselves. But still, you know, no man is an island. So it's difficult for us to you know, discover who we are through just ourselves. And, you know, even Tom Hanks's character, in that one movie when he was on that island,
Castaway.
Yeah, Castaway. You know, he realizes who he is through the loss of everything. You know, so
yeah.
So it's like he saw things, and then he lost those things. And then he had to, you know, discover who he was through that adversity.
But
so,
he couldn't have done it without Wilson.
No, he could not have done it without that ball. but you know, seriously though, spirituality is a difficult thing to define, because honestly, you know, perhaps if we try to just confine it to words, or just define it through mere words, it could actually make it be boxed up and shrunk down, but still, that's not the point. I just, you know, I want to know what people think it is, or what it means to people, you know, what spirituality means to other people. And if anybody wants to call, our lines are open. We do actually have a caller on hold, but it's a caller from 301, and we will get to you in a moment. But if anyone does want to call, the number is 347-215-8421. If you have any thoughts about spirituality, or if you wanted to share, you know, if you are a previous caller and you wanted to share where you are, or if you wanted to talk about something that just really is important to you, period, we're here for that. What were you going to say?
I think I finished my sentence, but I saw a quote today. Before we take this call, I wanted to read this out to you. I love this quote. Society is like a stew. If you don't stir it up every once in a while, then a layer of scum floats to the top. You feeling that? No? I thought that was good. And
it is good. It is good.
Somebody called Edward Abbey. Maybe I should know who that is, but I'm afraid I don't.
I don't know who that is either.
Yeah.
A layer of skunk. Did you say skunk?
No. You want me to read it out again?
Yes. That's what I'm trying. Jesus. I thought you said skunk.
Society is like a stew.
Right.
If you don't stir it up every once in a while, then a layer of scum floats to the top.
Gum. Okay, now you got me.
You always got
okay.
drugs on your mind and animals. Drugs and animals.
It's probably because of you. It's all your fault. I learned it from watching you, Dad.
Right.
Learned it from watching you. Oh, you're so silly. Okay, let's take our caller. Hold on, let's see. 301, this is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you did a reading for me a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, you said that I was going to meet somebody. And so my life pretty much has taken a turn since then. I haven't met anyone, and I'm still feeling kind of stuck, and I don't know, maybe it's something that I'm doing wrong, or, you know, maybe I missed my opportunity. So, you know, I was just asked, you know, want to know, like, what do you see going on?
Okay, first off, let me get a piece of paper. What's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda, okay. And so you're looking for a man, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're interested in a relationship. And, okay, you said that your life has actually taken a turn. What has changed since then to this point now?
You said what's changed?
Yeah.
Pretty much my plans. I took a break from school. I have this job pretty much that I hate, trying to basically figure out what my next step in life is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what's changed is that you've eliminated the outlet of school.
Mm-hmm.
And
for now, I'm trying to get my
right.
way back, you know.
And that's totally fine. I mean, you know, that happens sometimes. And so you know, you're just basically going from work to home, work to home, work to home.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do to entertain yourself?
At the moment, not much. I don't have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
I may go hang out with friends every once in a while.
Right. But basically, you're spending a lot of time doing things on your own because of just, you know, probably
yeah.
financial reasons and just, you know, just going from home to work.
Right. And I mean, I've always been the kind of person to just be by myself a lot. So.
Right. Well, I think that the thing, honestly, I mean, the only thing that sounds any different between now and then is that you have had to leave school behind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's see by the natural course of things, you know, when you should be getting back into school. We're also going to see when you have another transitory, you know, opportunity, like when you transit. With, you know, against someone else. We'll see when that happens again. But honestly, I believe that it's, you know, the fact that you had to forfeit that outlet in your life. I mean, it's obvious. It's obvious that that's what's happened. You know what I mean? It's just obvious. But hold on just a moment. Let's just kind of see when you can get back in there. And we'll also see when it looks like you'll be meeting another person, okay? Hold on just a moment. Remember, when you leave school, not only does it cut you off from, you know, meeting new people, but it also cuts out, you know, that's just one whole aspect of your life that, you know, you're not going to school, you're not leaving school, you're not going from classes. You know what I mean? You're just, it's all this stuff that gives you an opportunity to meet people or socialize has just been eliminated, okay? So, good news is, it does actually look like you could be getting back to school sooner than you think. It's Lane latent, which basically means that, I mean, it looks like you could be going back to school not necessarily in. This is kind of interesting, but it doesn't look like it's necessarily January. Does the school that you're going to, do they have classes that start in like March or April?
Well, it's pretty much, you know, different semesters start at different times. So
okay.
I had my sights set like maybe for January, start taking some winter classes, and then go back to my 4-year school.
Okay.
You know, in the summer, or in the spring.
Is it by chance, now, just because I'm looking at timing, it looks like it's 3 steps in. I mean, it could be the second week of January. If I'm not really supposed to be looking at month by month, if I'm looking at months and then 2 weeks in, it looks like it could be the second week of January when you go back. But it does look like you're going back before summer. You know what I mean? So it definitely does look like you're going back. And when that happens, it says you're able to focus on other things, and you know you're doing your school. Now are you thinking about changing your major? Because it looks like you are going from the High Priestess to the Queen of Swords. The High Priestess is someone who takes care of people, and the Queen of Swords, it doesn't mean that she's not taking care of people, but it just, that's something that would be more like discipline, structure, business, business management, accounting, it just depends, but it looks like there may be a change in what you decide to do along the way, so we'll just kind of see what happens, but I actually do see you meeting someone finally. This time, it looks like it's happening. Now, remember, if I'm going week by week, it looks like it's happening about 9 or 10 weeks into when you start school. So that's basically about 2 months later, it looks like you're meeting someone. So, but honestly, the only thing that I see holding you back is just literally the change in your day, the change in your life. You know what I mean? So, but you're going to pick it back up. You're going to pick it back up. It does look like you're in a, you've been kind of dealing with, it's being defined as competition. And so that just basically means that there's something that's competing for your time. You know what I mean? And just because your head has to be somewhere else, you had to put something on hold. But I do see you getting back in there.
Okay.
Bill, did you have anything to add?
No, thank you. Good.
Okay. All right. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for listening in, and thank you so much for giving us a call. And just keep listening, because I think this show is going to be kind of interesting, kind of fun.
I'm gonna keep listening in.
Okay. And if you wanted to add anything, feel free to give us a call back. But other than that, good luck. Good luck.
Last time you were able to like kind of describe the person. Can you do that this time?
He shows up. Honestly, he shows up as an upside down, the upside down King of Coins. And if that's a physical description. The King of Coins has dark hair and dark skin, whatever that means to you. And because he's upside down, this is someone who may not be over 6 feet. I'm going to tell you, sometimes I've seen people show up in the coin suit, but they may have another description. Like if they are from, a culture of people who normally do have dark hair and dark skin, but they're blonde for some reason, you know what I mean, and have fair skin. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that shows up, but he just shows up as the King of Coins. So.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, dear. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody wants love.
Well, it could be showing he's upside down because his nose runs and his feet smell.
It's Bill, everybody. He'll be here all day.
Unfortunately. But what we are planning to do, around about 9 o'clock, all being well, so people can get prepared for it, is a bit of meditation, kind of a bit like hypnosis, relaxation thing. So we're planning that for 9 o'clock, which is 3 o'clock somewhere else.
And 4 o'clock in another place.
In another place.
It's about 3 o'clock Central Time and 4 o'clock Eastern Time and 9 o'clock UK. So let's take a little break. Listen to a song and take another call. Everybody, remember, if you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8421. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and today's topic is spirituality.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
Well, welcome back to the show. This build tonight's show is all about spirituality. And you know what I was reading today?
What?
The deal of the century. So, you know, Massachusetts will come up with this. If you turn in your guns, you get a free flu shot.
That's not a very good deal. That actually sounds like it's pretty doggone not very bright to me.
Damn right. I was trying to get the firearms off the streets. And have a mercury-laced vaccine. Here you go.
Whatever. Whatever. You know, it's really sad. You know, there's I don't know if you have been paying close attention, but there was a football player, one American football player, who over the past few days ended up he had a 3-month-old child with a woman, ended up shooting her and killing himself. And so, you know, now people are talking about the rage issues that go along with being a football player, with hormones and, you know, whatever else that they're getting, plus, you know, just them doing what they do. And they're talking about guns and getting guns and all that kind of stuff. And the thing is, you know, this is a domestic violence issue. He's a gladiator. He could have killed her with his hands. You know what I mean? He didn't have to shoot her. So it's like, it's kind of frustrating because people are putting, you know, the powers that be when it comes to situations like this are putting the blame on stuff that just, you know, it's sad. It's terrible. This is horrible. This is a horrible, horrible situation, but it's not a gun problem. It's a issue with, you know, just, you know, just it's a violence issue. It's just a violence issue, rage issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've dealt a lot with your you're a very calm person, and I know that there's times that you have in the past you know, had some, you know, have, you know, you boil too.
Yeah, I've had my moments.
How do you handle those?
I punch things and break my hand.
No, seriously.
That was just
seriously.
One time. How do I deal with my anger and rage?
Yeah, how do you deal with the things that get you frustrated? You know, where has spirituality played a role?
Well,
in,
like today, you know, somebody made a comment to me, and I was like, what? Why? And then I did a psychoanalysis on them to think about why they would have reacted in such a way, which I didn't deserve. And there's reason behind why that person could have reacted like that. Because everybody wants to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, I want to be happy. You get irritated by somebody, and then quickly the situation gets exacerbated. It gets out of hand because everybody's on the defense.
Right.
And the problem is, if somebody comes up to you and you're expecting confrontation already, just because that person, your guard's already up, so somebody says something and then you snap at them and their guard goes up and then it just escalates more and more and more. But I think probably the best way is, if you do stay calm, it de-escalates the situation and just, you know, just remember to yourself, this person just wants to get through their job and be happy, and there must be a reason behind this, and I know the reason isn't me. Or if it is, look at yourself through the eyes of that person, try and figure out what it is. But I think to myself, well, I've not done anything wrong. I've not. It's the other person who has the problem. So why should I be annoyed about that? If the other
right.
person has a problem. But of course it's different if I have done something to annoy somebody, and then, you know, you can try and deal with the situation and try and heal that situation by apologizing or whatever. But I find it's the best way. It's not always easy. It's not. Just take a deep breath and think to yourself, this person isn't going to be thinking about this probably in the next half an hour, couple of days. And then you what I find I've done in the past is you loop the situation that happened over and over in your mind, and it becomes more and more exaggerated. Depending on what your mood is, if you're already irritated, someone could say something quite innocently, and you twist it around in your own mind and think it was worse than what it was, and you think, this person's got it in for me, when in fact they treat everybody the same way, and it's the way
right.
they are. And it's
right.
not necessarily just aimed at you, and you've got to remember that. So like I said, you've got to weigh up the situation and just try to... Maybe one of the other ways of trying to keep the Hulk at bay is to think about the situation that just happened and think of the size of the building, the size of the city, your country, the size of the world in the universe, and how little that little situation, how minute that situation seemed in comparison to the size of the universe and all the major things that are going on at the moment.
Right.
You think to yourself, it's not even worth thinking about. There's more important things to think about. I know I've not done anything wrong. This person's just got some problems themselves. I can't do anything to change that. So.
Right. Right.
Just try not to. I mean, there was a good quote somewhere. I'd like to read out, which would go in well with that. Do you want me to find it in the next break, or do you want me to have a quick look for it now?
Well, why don't you go on and search for it? And we do have a caller. So let's find the quote, and we'll take this quick call because we have about 10 minutes before we're going to do our meditation.
All right. I'll just be a couple of minutes.
Okay. 918, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi. I was listening a little bit on the computer, but the sound kept cutting out. Did you guys say something about vaccines? Like I cut the tail end of a sentence.
Yes, yes. There's. He was basically just saying that in Massachusetts, there, if you turn in your gun, they'll give you a free flu shot.
Oh, my gosh. No, they only give you $50. That applies to a free gun if you get your flu shot. And November 29th, they had the autism hearings, where Dr. Boyle from the CDC was put on the hot seat. The oversight committee was drilling her. I mean, phenomenal. They admitted that thimerosal is still in the vaccines, in the multi-dose vaccines and the flu vaccines. You can ask for a thimerosal-free flu shots at your local health department. It will not cost you any more. At your regular doctor, it would cost the doctor a lot more to order the same thimerosal-free flu shot. I have a daughter that's vaccine injured. So that's my
one of my
main platforms.
Right. It's a huge thing for you. Yeah.
For health of everyone. I've worked with the UN on this also.
Mm-hmm.
But thimerosal-free is the safest way to get a vaccine. You know, I'm not completely anti-vaccine, but honestly, it only costs 10 cents more for a vaccine to be thimerosal-free, for it to be more safe. You know, it
is
flu season coming up.
What is, in your knowledge, what is the thimerosal for?
Thimerosal has been historically used as a vaccine preservative, you know, and a vaccine filler. Either, it depends on how that vaccine is comprised. Thimerosal was grandfathered into the FDA. It's never gone through the testing that the other additives have gone through. The only test was in 1929, and it killed every single one of the test subjects, human subjects.
Right.
So, what I think it's important to know those things, no?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's incredibly important. What do you feel about the vaccinations they're trying to give our daughters?
The Gardasil?
Yeah, the Gardasil.
It's banned in France. It's killed over 80 people. There's a lot of reactions to the Gardasil. And you have to keep in mind, this Gardasil vaccine only works for 3 years. It's three shots, lasts for 3 years. So if your child is 13, that child will need another Gardasil round when she turns 16. And there's no studies to see how that affects the reproductive organs. Will your child be able to have children? You know, it only protects against three of over 100 viruses that cause cervical cancer. It only protects against three. So three out of, I think it's 104 viruses that causes cervical cancer. It only protects against three. Is it really worth the risk?
That's a very good question. That's a very good question. Yeah,
now
I know. I took my daughter in this past summer for her because she had to have her both of my children actually had to have some immunizations for them to be able to go back to school. And then they were trying to sell that to me, and it was horrible. I was like, tell me why. You know what I mean? And the person that she was seeing was not her regular doctor. And they explained as well as, she explained as well as she possibly could. And I was like, okay, would you give this to your daughter? And she just had to sit there and just look at me.
bonuses for selling certain vaccines.
Exactly.
And
she wouldn't answer. She couldn't.
But the schools are not truthful.
Yeah.
The schools are not
right.
truthful. You can get vaccine exemptions. If you choose not to vaccinate your child and you want the child to go to public school, it varies from state to state. But in my state of Oklahoma, I can get a vaccine exemption in the areas of intellectual, religious, or medical. It varies state to state. New York is very tough to get the religious exemption, but it can be done because
right.
they use human diploid cells that are harvested from aborted fetal tissue, like the chickenpox vaccine. That's how it's made from those cells. Human diploid cells. And that's somebody else's DNA, by the way. It's just amazing. The more I learned about it, my child almost died. And just my jaw was dropping and dropping, and how the school was trying to convince me that my children needed vaccines in order to go to their school. They were lying to me. There was vaccine
right.
exemptions.
Do you think the educators know they're lying to us?
The teachers, I think they're in the dark. I think the people in the office know better because they receive the vaccine exemption forms from various parents.
Mm-hmm.
But the teachers as a whole, no, I would never hold them. It's the education service centers in various cities. In Tulsa, the education service center, go to room 113. That's where the vaccine exemptions are. I could even tell you the room number. Just something has to be done to protect our population. In New Jersey, it's 1 in 29 boys have autism. 1 in 29.
That's incredible. I'm going to tell you, when before I had kids, I really wasn't around too many kids. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Except
yeah,
for when
I
was a kid. And so I remember I was working for a natural food store in the town that it was the only natural food store in the town I lived in forever. It was the only one natural one forever. But I noticed that there were a lot of very, very, there's a type of person that's going to shop at a natural food store. And
that's
a
true.
Lot of times too, a lot of people have a lot of money because sometimes, it's getting better. It's getting better because you have more
yes,
of a variety
is.
Of places. But at that point, it was so expensive to shop organically and to shop naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But every single person, I am kind of exaggerating when I say every single person, but I'm just going to say that I have never seen so many people with autistic kids. I was like, is it really this big of a, are you serious? It's
yes.
like constantly people are walking through and these are people that are obviously wealthy,
mm-hmm.
driving really, 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 very expensive, responsible cars. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
and but it's just their kids had autism. Like, where is this coming from? Why is it that rich people have autistic kids? I mean, I know that it's not just wealthy people. I know that it's all kinds of people.
They're
but
just diagnosed. The children of wealthier parents, they have a higher diagnosis rate. It's very in the Native American culture. My daughter, she's Catua Cherokee. Her father was full blood. Autism is raging, especially on the Navajo reservation, where they're over vaccinated, by the way, and
right.
they have some waste dump sites in the reservation. There's lots of different factors. I think genetic does play a role, but I think vaccine injury plays a greater role, especially in our country. You know, China has the similar problem. And guess who's the number one producer of vaccines?
China.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, that's right. China, who cannot make a toy safely, is
right.
the number one producer of vaccines in the whole world. I mean, think about
wow.
it. And they have one of the highest autism rates in the world as well. You know, I think it's smart and wise to be educated about what you're putting in your child's body and learn to ask for thimerosal-free vaccines. And if you decide you do not want to vaccinate and you want to send your child to school, know that there's vaccine exemptions. They exist. Every state has one. Yeah, they may be limited to just one exemption, and maybe you live in a state like I do where there's three, and we are very fortunate. You know, the schools don't even argue with us here. They don't even argue.
Right. Well, I'll tell you real quickly, because we do have to go on to the next caller, and I don't want to start a whole brand new topic. But
okay.
Native American people we're being experimented on. But
yes.
the ones that live on reservations, and that's something that a lot of people need to be made aware of. That,
true.
You know, it's just there's a lot of stuff that it's. I won't go into it, but I mean, it goes back to the days of receiving, you know, rotten meat. But anyway, thank you so much for calling.
I just had to ask. I just heard the tell in. I was like, what was that? I got to ask. And
yeah.
I appreciate you allowing me to speak.
No problem. No, and thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. Bill, is there anything you wanted to add real quickly?
Well, I was here. I came in about halfway through, but I didn't want to jump in and scare everybody. you know. you really do need to be educated, especially with people wanting to put needles into you. It is really worth, I mean, you've got to look into these things because they put mercury into the vaccinations to extend the shelf life. So what does that tell you? That tells you that they don't want to be throwing away all this out-of-date vaccinations, which tells you it's all about making money.
It's all about one dime.
Yeah,
that's
it's all about
the difference between a thimerosal and a thimerosal-free vaccine. 10 cents.
Yeah.
You know, get
right.
more adage to brother, can you spare a dime?
Right.
Right. It's true.
And I believe that if your kid didn't take the vaccination, they were going to be suspended from school. That's what I heard. But anyway, I think we need to move along.
Thank you
so much.
Thank
you for me being heard.
You.
I appreciate
yeah, thank
it.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Okay. Thank you, dear. Okay. Were you? Did you find your quote, sir?
Yes, I did. Yes. Just talking about, you know. Hold on a minute. Sorry, this device was not supposed to be held that way. right. Talking about, you know, people annoy you, irritate you by what they do, their actions, and their reactions to what you do. It's actually funny because I told you I went to a meditation group.
Yep.
Even then last week. And
yep.
All about people irritating you. And they had a tea break with biscuits. And there was some guy, he was eating his biscuits. He was going,
they were delicious.
And drinking his tea like, and this went on for 15 minutes. And I was like, this whole thing is about not letting people irritate you, and you know,
uh-huh.
I mean, I was like, it wouldn't have looked good if I turned around, told him to shut up, would it?
No.
But I mean, there's no need for that, really. You know, I thought, well, I'm not here for much longer, so I'll just let it slide and I'll get on my way. So, anyway, this little quote I was going to read out. Two monks were wandering through the forest when they came upon a beautiful standing on the banks of a flooded stream. Because they had sworn a vow of chastity, the younger monk ignored the woman and crossed the stream quickly. Realizing the beautiful woman could not safely cross the stream by herself, the older monk gathered her up in his arms and carried her across the stream. Once they had reached the other side, he gently returned her to the ground. She smiled her thanks, and the two monks continued on their way. The young monk quietly seethed as he replayed the incident again and again in his own mind. How could he? The young man thought angrily to himself. Does our vow of chastity mean nothing to him? The more the young monk thought about what he had seen, the angrier he became, and the argument in his head grew louder. Why, had I done such a thing, I would have been thrown out of our order. This is disgusting. I may not have been a monk as long as he has, but I know right from wrong. He looked over the older monk to see if he at least was showing remorse for what he had done, but the man seemed as serene and peaceful as ever. Finally, the young monk could stand it no longer. How could you do that? He demanded. How could you even look at that woman, let alone pick her up and carry her? Do you not remember your vow of chastity? The older monk looked surprised and smiled with great kindness in his eyes. I am no longer carrying her, brother. Are you? The end. So,
what did that
you know,
say to you?
Well, he was doing the same thing I was talking about, you know, replaying something over and over in your mind.
Right.
And making, you know, it exaggerated. So he's saying, you know, he's done this thing, he's done his kind deed, it's over and done with. He's no longer carrying this woman, but he's carrying this woman in his mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
Let's take another caller. We have about 6 minutes before we're going to be doing our meditation. So, you know, also a little bit later, if she shows up, there's a woman that I've been talking to and she's been having some issues, and I was hoping that she would call in and share what's going on with her so that we could all, you know, do a meditation for her together or manifest together for her. But anyhow, let's take this call real quickly. It's a caller from 386. 386, this is Nunu and Bill. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Nunu and Bill. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Hiya.
Hello.
I still have a question or whatever. I have been going through a lot lately. Just kind of feeling like the people around me have not been supportive and needing extra help. And they've not been as supportive. And so I just kind of want to see what's going on spiritually with me.
Okay, so... why don't you share with us what you have been going through that you would need the support for?
Well, for one, I'm having health issues, and I don't have transportation to get around like that. I'm a single parent,
mm-hmm.
Raised my daughter on my own. My mother passed away a couple years ago, and my father is a recovering addict, so that's much.
A lot. You're having a lot. So you're having transportation issues, and it's where you used to have some sort of help or at least some sort of empathy. It seems like no one really seems to care.
Yeah, that's hurtful. But
yeah,
at the same time, you got to focus on, you know, what's the real deal, and that's what's going on with me.
Right.
Spiritually, you know, and you know, it is kind of sad the way things happen, but I just, like I said, would like to focus on me.
Right. Okay. Well, one of the things I wanted to look at is just basically, you know, why. You know, months ago we did an episode about life cycles and life cycle. Also, real quickly, what's your name?
Sheena.
Sheena? Okay. All right. Sheena, a few months ago we did a show on life cycles, and life cycles are basically the time between July of one year and July of the next, or summer to summer. It, you know, some people's cycles start differently, but it's roughly from summer to summer. There's always something that happens at that point that's going to be triggering what goes on with us, say, over the next year, okay? And if you go back to this past summer, you probably see where there's some things that have changed with you. Like let's go back. If we go backward into your summer, it looks like you actually had, this actually looks like may, it may have been a little bit before that, but it looks like you were having some relationships, some relationship changes.
Yeah, that is true.
And so because of this person not being there, it's probably changed what I mean, like, you know, your transportation situation up. You know what I mean? Or even if you just had, let's not even talk about the transpo. Let's just whatever has been helped for you, which is not there because you're literally on your own right now. Okay. So, as far as moving forward with this, basically your cycle is it's being defined as, oh, it's frustrating, girl, but it's basically getting what you want but not necessarily liking what you get. And on the other side of that, you feel like things are doomed. But the thing is, it's about freeing up one aspect of your life so that something good can start happening. You know, sometimes we have relationships that drain us financially, drain us emotionally, just drain us. And it's like you had to get rid of this aspect so that when we move you forward, I actually do see a better relationship coming along for you, but you wouldn't have necessarily been able to have this if you were still perpetuating the past one. And this actually looks like it's probably going to be, it shows up as like 7 steps in, so it may not be until the summer, but still it's coming. But here's a good thing. I do see some positive finance up, you know, coming up for you, even if it's just your taxes, because it looks like it's happening in February. I know you need help now, sweetheart, but I'm just telling you that this is where I see some things showing up for you that are going to be pretty positive so that you can make your change as far as the way that you get around, and also a little bit extra, you know what I mean? But remember, it definitely looks like you have your struggles, but you're coming into the sunshine because your next cycle is called the sun. And the sun does represent hopes that you can actually touch and feel. And the sun can be indicative of marriage, kids, you know, money. It's just about things that we really, really hope for, and you're actually able to grab them and reach them and touch them. So you are coming into a positive space, but you had to get rid of the old so that you can let in the new. And so this is what I see happening with you spiritually right now. But it's a struggle. It's a struggle, but you definitely look like, you know, you're coming into a better space, okay?
Okay. Speaking on the relationship.
Sheena, we do have to keep this short because, you know, this is a sample reading, and plus we have a meditation that we're starting in 30 seconds, okay? But thank you for listening, and please listen to the meditation because you will get a lot out of it. And, Bill, is there anything you wanted to add real quick?
Yeah. You mentioned you were having some health issues, and if you'd like to, you can drop me an email and tell me what's going on. I can see if I can do some distance healing for you, if that would help.
And that's okay. That's at BillDoyle@live.com, or you can add the show Broken Earth Radio Show. But we do have to start our meditation now. It's starting like right now. Okay. But thank you so much, Sheena, and keep listening. Everybody, if everybody would just, if you have any candles that you want to light, I have a red one lit right now. I have a red one lit because it's actually one that does stir things up, so you may want to use softer colors, white, pink, yellow, light blue. But we are about to start a nice meditation. And I'm sorry, Bill, I talked over you, and I really didn't mean to. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
What were you going to say?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right. But everybody, please, if you would, just sit back and relax and enjoy our meditation.
Welcome to the first installment of Transcending Videos. You may now slow down your day for a few moments and enter into deep meditative relaxation with healer Bill Doyle.
Hello and welcome to this relaxation technique that you can use anytime you like, whether it's to unwind after work, whether to get rid of stress, or whether you need a little something to help you get to sleep at night. Hopefully this relaxation technique will help you do that. In the next few minutes, you'll be going into relaxation. And anytime you need to awaken, you'll be able to. If you need to be alert, you can do. Make sure you're not doing anything that requires your attention. And you can do this safely and comfortably. Now, first of all, I'd like you to get yourself comfortable. Whether it's sitting in a chair or lying down, let's give you a moment to get into a comfortable position, ready for this relaxation. While you're doing this, I want you to try and clear your mind. Just think about something that makes you happy as we prepare ourselves for this relaxing journey. Now make sure that you're comfortable, and when you start to concentrate on your breathing, breathe it in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. On the next breath, I want you to hold it for a second or two before you release it. So breathing in through your nose, hold it, and release. Now while this is happening, I want you to imagine a pendulum swinging back and to, as the seconds tick by, swinging freely, rhythmically. When I count down in a few moments, with every number that goes by, you'll feel doubly relaxed, like a wave of relaxation coming over all of your body. With every number that goes down, pendulum starts to swing slower and slower. So take a deep breath. And count with me in your mind. 60, 59, 58, 57, 56. 55 54 53 52 51 50 49 48 47 46. Just relax. Pendulum slowing down. 45 44 42. That's right. Just be aware of my voice. This wonderful feeling that's coming over you of happiness and joy, unwinding and detaching, everything slowing down. I want you to take note of that feeling around your legs again, that wonderful soothing feeling. Rising up to your knees, soothing your joints. Cleansing every cell, pushing out that negative energy from your muscles. Feel it rising up your thighs and into your pelvis. Feeling that unwanted energy, emotions, unwanted stress just flowing away. Release it into the earth and watch it drain away as this bright positive energy rises up, massaging you, recharging you. Feel it rising up from your pelvis, through your stomach, cleansing your organs, your chakras as it goes, up to your chest. You may feel warm or cool, or both at the same time. You may also feel tingling. Either way, it feels good. Rising up to your shoulders. Feel that energy, this bright energy, getting rid of those knots in your muscles. Feel it flow down your arms, to your hands. Muscles relaxing. You feel more at ease and at peace right through to your core. Feel it around the back of your neck, rising up over the top of your head, down over your face, reassuring you, letting you completely relax. That's it. Just surrender to this wonderful feeling. Let my voice soothe your mind and your thoughts. Your mind has slowed down. And during this time, during relaxation and trance-like states, our body goes into repair, healing us spiritually and physically. Now I want you to imagine you're lying on your own private island, on your own private beach. You can hear the sound of the waves coming up the shore, back and to slowly, like the breath of the ocean, rhythmic and soothing. Your breathing. You feel the warm sand beneath you, molded to the shape of your body. A cool breeze brushes your skin. You may hear the sound of the birds in the distance, the slight rustling of the leaves as the wind caresses them. It's just you on this beach. You can imagine you've been here for as long as you want, days or weeks. You've had all this time to relax, to recharge. The sun is high in the sky, and I want you to associate that sun with things that you love and things that make you really happy. Feel the sun shining down on you with all these things that make you feel great, make you feel good about yourself. Notice how bright it is here, how positive it is, and feel this positivity filling you, filling every cell, recharging your batteries, making you feel loved. Feel yourself sending out positive energy as well to the world around you. Now draw on this energy from the sun and have as much as you want, filling you with confidence, happiness, willpower, and determination to reach your goals. Just relax. It's very peaceful here. Feel that energy in your body flowing naturally and comfortably. You feel your mind organizing. Your priorities are put in order. You realize in areas in your life where you can make positive changes, things have been put off will now be done. With a different attitude and as positively as possible. You feel that tingling sensation. Head to toe. Your aura is balancing out, your emotions are balanced, and your mind is balanced. Just feel that cool breeze on you. And in a few moments, you are going to awake from this beautiful relaxation. When you do, everything will seem so much more positive. Everything around you will seem brighter and happier. And you'll have a newfound sense of confidence, love, and willpower. Ten in a few moments, you'll feel yourself gradually becoming more awake and more alert. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Four, feel yourself becoming more alert. You may want to stretch. 3, 2, 1.
And we're back. I hope everybody enjoyed that. I hope you're feeling a lot more relaxed and peaceful. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show. My name is Nunu, and
my name is Bill.
And today's topic is spirituality. We do have a caller in the queue from 520, a caller from Arizona, and we'll take that call in a moment, so just sit tight. You know, today's topic is about spirituality. If anybody wants to call in, 347-215-8421. And, of course, we do offer readings as well, but we do really, really enjoy when people talk about our topics. Spirituality, you know, what is spirituality? What does spirituality mean to you? You know, why do we as people need to have hope? Why do we believe in things? That's the sort of thing that we're talking about today. Is there something that you were going to say?
No, I was just thinking about, you know, people calling in and sharing. I like it when they do that, sharing their stories and that. And I was just, it just made me think of last week's show, which got a little bit heated.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Of the topic of conspiracy theories, so, you know. But I know it is nice just to hear people's. I personally love to hear people's unusual stories of, you know, like it could be spiritual stories, strange time glitches, UFOs, ghosts, you know, all paranormal things, I guess you'd probably get into.
And I like to also hear, you know, how people discovered why they believe what they believe, you know, how they found whatever it is that gives them hope, whatever it is that gives them faith, and whatever it is that they, you know, and whatever it is that they follow. You know, some people believe in, you know, the source of all things, which is not necessarily saying that there's a prime creator, but they just believe in the universe. Some people believe in family. Some people believe in marriage. Some people do believe in God. Some people believe in, you know, cupcakes, whatever it is that you believe in. You know, what is it that makes these things ring true to you? And what is it that, you know, has you, you know, believe the way that you believe? That's the sort of thing that we love for people to share. So if anybody wants to call, you know, the number again is 347-215-8421. May I take a call?
You may.
Thank you. Area code 520, this is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I would like a reading, but first I'll happily and gladly and feel very honored to share my perspective on my spirituality. I find my spirituality is based in, these days, more the laughter of loved ones and Mother Nature, the sunset, or whatever's going on in the sky, and nature, you know, that grows from the ground. I just really am so grateful for that and feel so nurtured when I can be in the present moment of appreciating that. And just as I grow older, I know less about God, is my feeling. And, you know, trying to learn more, I know less.
I believe what you're saying, because I believe that way too. You know, I'm always astounded by, you know, just things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not even about having to know everything. You know, it's just being able to appreciate the little things.
Absolutely. And, you know, I grew up into a group of people, which a lot of us did, where, you know, things had labels and routines and, you know, the religion and But as I've gotten older, I just have learned that there's so much more. There's just so very much more. And it really is simple. I know it's simple. It doesn't have to be complex.
Right. 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 Well, Derek, could we have your name so we can know who to call you?
Lisa.
Lisa? Okay. Well, Lisa, what's on your mind today?
Well, I had two bits of news that really kind of threw me for a loop from two different people that was so unexpected. I was planning on spending the latter part of December with a loved one, and they told me that, you know, they just, for whatever reason, had plans to do something else. So now I've revised my plans, and I'm going to go with a good friend of mine, and we're going to go somewhere else and spend some time during the last part of December. The other thing is, in spring, I had planned a trip with someone, and now that person was just telling me that we may not go, and that was supposed to be a spiritual trip. And I'm just wondering, do you see any of those trips, especially the one in the spring, do you see that happening, or is it just canceled completely?
Well, you know, honestly, your trip, you know, your sojourn that you intend on taking, I still see you taking it. I'm going to tell you something. There's something here about you needing to do some things on your own. How comfortable do you feel doing that? How comfortable do you feel taking that journey by yourself?
Oh, yeah, totally. It's just, the way it was planned out, it was planned out in such a way that it was necessary to do it with someone else.
Okay. Why?
Just because of the basics, the fundamentals. I have no problems going anywhere by myself.
Right. No, I was just like, you know, wondering if it's something that's more, material, like, well, financially, you know, I have somebody who's sharing, you know, certain things with me, and we were splitting, you know what I mean? That's one aspect of it. But, you know, there's just something that I'm hearing about you. There's some things that I really see that you're going to benefit from by going solo. I can still see you going. I really seriously still see you going. I just see that you need to go alone. And you'll see why.
I never have. I've done things on my own for sure. You know, certainly trips, but I've never had a problem doing it on my own for sure.
You know, keeping it simple. I don't want to go into a place of negativity at all. It's just that you have. Let's just say that you're going for something. You're going because there's something that you're trying to heal from. And then you've got this other person who's like, oh, I need to go for that too. And then, but the thing is, I'm actually going to change it up a little bit just because I want you to see it in a different way. I know that you'll get it either way, but I just want to do it this way. Let's say that you were going to go to some place because you wanted to lose weight. And then you're really, really dedicated to it, but you've got a friend who's like, okay, I want to do it too. But while you're there, you know, you're doing the exercises, you're eating the food, you know, your friend sneaking in candy bars, you know, having a hard time getting up. And it's just, it's something, Lisa, that I'm really seeing that you need to do because you actually have this passion that needs to be fulfilled. And I'm not saying the other person doesn't have the passion, because I never want to put you know, something into somebody's mouth that they're not saying. But I just really, really see that you're going to benefit from this better if you're doing this with your own thoughts permeating through your mind and not someone else's. And I hope that makes sense.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
I'm very flexible. I'm very flexible.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, is there anything you wanted to add, Bill?
No, thanks. I'm a bit of a connection issue, I think, here. So.
Oh, you are? Okay. And you're trying to see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Is it? Okay. All right. Well, Sheena, I'm sorry, Sheena. I was looking at the last person that was Sheena. Lisa, thank you so much for calling, seriously. And we really do appreciate your input into what spirituality means to you. And I'm so glad that you're listening, and I really do look forward to hearing about how your journey went, and especially how your holiday went as well, but your journey too, because the journey, I really am seeing that this is going to be something phenomenal for you.
Thank you.
I'm really excited. I'm a little bit jealous. So let us know. Let us know how things are going, okay?
Thank you.
All right, dear. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, hold on, my this thing is just spinning and spinning. And so, there it goes, kind of slowing down a little bit. Let's take a little break and listen to a song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more, okay? Is that okay? All right.
Yes.
All right.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of Enlightened Down Home Conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
We're back. This is Nunu and Bill, and this is the Broken Earth Radio Show. If you want to give us a call, the number is 347-215-8421. Today's topic is spirituality, and basically what it is. It's a concept, it's a concept of basically of things that we cannot always necessarily prove. It's a path that we have inside of ourselves that helps us to discover, who we are, as beings. We have spiritual practices. We meditate, we pray, we think, we hope. These are things that are supposed to help us to, really transcend. People believe in different things. People believe in, and we're not here to tell anyone what to believe or how to believe. We just want to hear what and why some people may feel the way they feel or think the way they think, that sort of thing. Anything to say?
Well, as Michael Jackson said, take a look at the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror. I think that's the way, if the world's going to improve, I think that's what we've got to do. We've got to look at ourselves and see how we can improve, and I think that's spirituality is self-improvement. And as we grow spiritually, you do get some side effects and some symptoms. In your chakras and in your mind and other areas. Something I found with your chakras, if you are growing spiritually and your chakras are opening up, I found personally that, like, say the brow chakra, the brow chakra, third eye chakra,
right?
I tend to have pressure there. And recently my throat chakra was doing something a few weeks ago, for a couple of weeks, where it felt like it was tingling, like there was something, like a little spider or something crawling around inside. It doesn't sound very nice, but it's like this little scratchy vibration feeling in my voice box. And I believe that was a side effect of spiritual growth. But I could read out a little bit about, for example, I'm not going to read them all out, but throat chakra, when this chakra is stimulated and opens up, you may feel like speaking copiously and quickly, or singing spontaneously and energetically. I tend to talk pretty quick sometimes, and mine must be opening up all the time. You may hear inner sounds, songs and voices or noise. Your telepathy opens up and you can sense people's hidden thoughts and intentions. Words and sounds start to have more power and meaning, and you can feel the vibration of people just by their words. I don't know whether you've experienced this before, and I've not heard about it before. Maybe it's because I've not investigated it, but it's not something I've just heard come up spontaneously in any of the information I've investigated. It's seeing people's words. Not all the time, but seeing, like, somebody say a certain word, and out of the mouth there'd be like this energy on a key word, kind of like a clear energy.
I know what you're talking about,
like a heat trail.
Like a heat trail, or like a shimmery.
Have you ever heard about
wave.
That?
I've heard about that. I don't think I've ever, I would know if I saw something like that. I don't think I've ever witnessed that. I don't think I've ever seen that for myself. But I have experienced hearing people's thoughts. I mean, I was thinking that they said things out loud to me. And I would say, why would you say that? And they would be like, whoa, you know what I mean? I've experienced that, but that may be something totally different.
Yeah, I've had, what was that noise? I'm hearing noises. It's like someone scratching something across some metal this time. The other week it was somebody knocking on a door, and just then it sounded like someone clanging some metal or something. So, what time is it? Make another turn. But I've heard, I've gone to somebody, what did you say? And they haven't said anything. I think a lot of people get that. But I'm sure there's been occasions where I've said something to somebody and it's been in, it's been the same, it's an answer to what they were thinking, or it's been the same subject or something, you know. But signs and symptoms, again, of connecting to your higher consciousness, spiritual growth, whatever you like to call it, the chakras opening up. There's a lot of things that there's distortions in space and time, like your 3D awareness may shift into and out of various dimensions. You might experience feelings of spatial temporal body disorientation, not knowing where or when you are. And it's only a temporary phenomenon that lasts until you've adjusted. I get that a lot. You know, there's a week. I mean, sometimes I think to myself, what day is it? Right, okay, yeah. And it takes a few moments to realize what day it is. It doesn't take somebody hours or something. Usually.
It takes me hours to realize what day it is. It takes me days.
Last month, there was a whole week where I didn't know what day it was at all, which wasn't, it's not like me. It was just extremely confusing because I couldn't think of where, you know, what day it was. It was like time didn't exist, which of course it doesn't. But I believe that was probably some sort of consciousness shift. Now, looking at this information here as well, it's with dreaming and sleeping. I'll just read out a little bit here. Okay. The dream time is when many of our issues accumulated over many lifetimes are processed through the subconscious minds. Dreams may be vivid, violent, sexual, perverse, bizarre, nonsensical, nightmarish, otherworldly, even alien. If it can be imagined, it can be dreamed. Your mind can only use what metaphors, symbols, and images that have been programmed into its computer banks. And these images may not exactly follow past life events, but they are the best approximation of how your mind interprets them. And it's not so much about the details of these events, but it's the processing of the energies behind them that's important. Sleeping is one of the ways our conscious ego mind copes with being energetically or emotionally overwhelmed. The high consciousness vibrations and energies experienced in healing will stir up some deep unresolved issues. I think that goes into hand in hand with not just dreaming and sleeping. I think it goes in hand with, I believe, that situations that you don't feel comfortable with will keep coming up in your life until you've got over that and confronted them and dealt with it. I think it's just a way of learning that these things are put before us, so we have to conquer them. And the good thing about that is we do conquer them. And secondly, once we conquer them, we won't feel as bad about going into these situations again. We won't feel as uneasy. And perhaps our spiritual guides will stop these things coming up because we've learned from that and moved on. But, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of symptoms to spiritual growth. Confusion is one. I get that. It's actually quite good sometimes. You can blame a lot on spiritual growth.
I'm growing spiritually, and I just can't hear you.
Yeah. But anyway.
Well, I think we have some callers here. Let's see. We've got a caller from, I think this is Georgia, and there's one in California. So I'm going to take 706. 706, this is Nunu. And Bill, how can we help you today?
Hi, it's Mary. How are you doing?
Very good, Mary. Thank you.
We are expecting a wire to come in, and we got word that it was coming internationally last week, Friday or so. And I was wondering if it was going to be here within the next few days.
Okay, let's see when your wire is coming in. Hold on just a moment. And if you would, Mary, just kind of relax for me. Just take some nice, good, deep breaths. All right, let's see. Okay. Okay. And where you are, it's what is it? Is it almost 5?
5 o'clock here? Yeah, pretty close. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment. Last week, Sunday, carelessness and negligence. Huh. Did you receive anything from this source already? I mean, have you received money from them already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And they have all of that.
Okay. All right. So this is the deal. This is weird because the day that that they're supposed to be sending it, it looks like there's been some sort of mistake made. So. Things can be fixed up. Things can be fixed up over the next couple of days if you can see what this mistake is. Honestly, the day that it's supposed to be sent out, it says that there's been some carelessness and negligence. It actually does look like the wire was they tried to send it, but I don't know what's wrong. I'm just not, and I'm sorry to say I don't know because I know you come to me for the answer, but it just says that there's been some carelessness and negligence. There's been some sort of mistake. And, I actually am seeing that something on Sunday, there was something that was cut off or something. Have you talked to anybody today or yesterday about this?
We got an email yesterday last night stating that for our information that they should be able to start releasing monies today.
Today? Okay. Because, see, the card I have today actually is an upside-down cup card, which can be the release, and it says celebration, but it still looks like there's something that may have happened Sunday. Because I have, like, a cut, like a card that represents something that was cut or something that was split or something that happened. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think that you may need to make a call, okay? If anybody's available to talk to you today, and it does look like you should have the money tomorrow or the next day, but today looks more like, honestly, it looks more like there's some sort of a relief, but it doesn't look like it's actually the fund. And then it looks like with you talking with somebody, you'll have that relief, and then you can get it fixed up over the next 2 days. Because the rest of the week, it looks like you have the money. It's just that there's just something funky going on right now.
Yeah, it's like it's coming internationally to one person. The other person has to send it to us.
Okay. Okay.
So it's like a two-step process or whatever.
Right. I'm wondering if by chance, you know, the person that has to send it to you, I'm wondering if something may have happened, like maybe they don't have any, like maybe they don't have the proper ID, or it's not, there's something going on, but I do see you getting the money. I'm
okay.
But you should be able to get this fixed up today, and then over the next couple of days. But there's just something about the situation that it looks like there is something that happened that it may not even have to do with the sending of the money. It could be, let's say that, you know, if your friend, you know, left her ID someplace and now she's got to figure out, you know, it's just a bunch. It's like a comedy of errors or something that's happening, but it does look like you should be able to get it. So it's something that looks like it has nothing to do with the actual wiring, but it looks like something happened with her Friday or Saturday that's making this complicated now. But it's like I said, it looks like it's a comedy of errors, but you should be able to get it.
Okay, Nunu, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Okay, good
thank
luck
you.
Here. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Gosh, that, I don't know what it was about that. It's just, I don't know. It looks like the money's coming, but it's not here. You know what I mean? And it's not here because of somebody's mistake. But anyhow, let's take 714 real quickly, and then we'll take, that may be the last call that we can take, guys, just because we do have to sign out properly, and we only have like 7 minutes left. But let's take this call real quickly. Hi, this is Nunu and Bill. How can I help you?
Hey, Nunu. This is Carlos. How are you?
Hi, Carlos. Good. Thank you. Share with us what's going on.
Just everything. It's, you know, with all of these crazy energetic shifts and everything that's going on, I feel like my life is just really being pushed.
Yeah,
so,
I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
You know, what's your question today, sweetheart? Or what did you want to share with us today?
Well, my question is, what do you see coming up for me in the next, just soon, period? And what I wanted to add was, to your spirituality talk, is just that for me, it's all about growth and looking within. And by looking within and knowing yourself, you start to see the reflection of love within everyone else.
That's right.
Because, you know, essentially we are all mirrors of each other.
That's really nice, Carlos. That's really nice to say. It's really nice to share. And it's really nice to feel and believe, because, I mean, that really is nice, seriously. And, you know, ultimately, compassion for one another is what we truly, you know, is where we truly are trying to get to. And, you know, I have a friend named Kate who gets really frustrated with me sometimes if I am frustrated because something isn't working out like I think it should. And she'll always say to me, Nunu, you're a lover. And if it's not conducive to, you know, your process of loving, then it's trash.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
I know. So so you know, but it makes me feel so good because, you know, I really feel that way too. I am a lover. I'm a lover, and I want to just love, and I want to share. And if it's not working in that way, then it's got to go. It just has to go. Let's look real quickly and see what's going on with you, because we are running short on time. And I'm so grateful for you listening. And before I forget, I want to remind everybody to add us, or to like us on Facebook. It's the Broken Earth Radio Show, or you can also like Psychic Nunu. Once we get 250 liked followers, we're going to be auctioning off. Well, not really auctioning. We're going to be raffling or choosing, whatever. And we're going to be doing a free 30-minute reading for someone. And so that's something that hopefully will really help somebody out at a really good time. But, Carlos, you, wow. I'm going to tell you something. I want to tell you something, and this is going to sound a little bit frustrating, but and I want you to remember this. Your cycle that you're actually in is one that's basically being defined as it's basically about delay. But if you flip that delay card in a different direction, it's called things that happen quickly. So you're literally going to be toggling through, waiting, and then a bunch of stuff happening at once, and then you're waiting again. And I really feel like you're in a waiting period right now, because right now you're being told to pull your sword out and just sit there with it, because for the next couple of phases, which is the next couple of months, I mean, it's positive, because I do see you being able to hold steady, but you're just needing to just maintain, and you need to pick and choose what's important to you, because, you know, when we get up to around February time, March time, this is where stuff really looks like it starts changing. But I'm not seeing it necessarily be about finances. I'm actually seeing it be about people. I see a herd of people rushing at you. So basically, I see you meeting new people, talking with new people, entertaining new people, people telling you how amazing and fabulous you are with your creativity, and then you have to pick and choose about what you believe, because sometimes they leave you hanging. And I know you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So for the most part, right now, it's just about you and your discipline. Just holding steady, and then come the new year, this is where it looks like you're dealing with all these people that are coming at you. And then it slows down again, and then they speed up and they come at you again. And then when I finally see financial changes for you, it actually looks like this is something that's coming to you in the fall. I hope that doesn't hurt. But that's just where I see some positive financial growth for you. And you're actually coming into a cycle at that point, which is going to be about your discipline and your structure. So, you know, what it is that you do for two solid years, you're going to be focused on your business and your business growth, you know, and your art and your creativity.
Right.
It's all going to be the same thing. So that's what's going on with you. But right now, I really do see you sort of like sorting through people, sorting through issues. But remember, if I flip one card in a different direction, and this is the key thing we're supposed to be focusing on, it represents people that you know well, which basically means there's a type of people that you deal with. And these are people mm-hmm. that are always telling you that things are awesome and amazing and you're fabulous, but when it's all said and done, they're gone. You know, it's just like they're talking. You know what I mean? So
right.
You're going to be kind of going through some more of this stuff. And so probably no real gigantic, huge differences yet. But when we get into the fall, this is where I see you actually changing. Okay, dear?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, love. Hang in there, okay? Thanks
Bye.
For listening.
All right, take care.
All right.
Bye.
Well, Bill, it's the end of the show.
Already?
It really is. I can't believe it. So, everybody, thank you so much for listening to our show today, the show about spirituality. And remember, we're here every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. UK. And, you know, we'll be back next Tuesday again. Is there anything you want to say real fast?
No, just thanks for listening, and we appreciate, you know, any feedback you want to give us. Remember to like us on the Facebook page or drop me an email at BillDoyle@live.com.
Thanks a lot, everybody, and have a wonderful rest of your week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Be under wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.